AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The 84-year-old man who shot a teenager for showing up at his door by mistake in Kansas City just turned himself into authorities to face assault charges. Meantime, Ralph Jarl's mom says the teen's still rattled, but recovering at home.
Mostly, he just sits there and stares, and the buckets of tears just rolls down his eyes. You can see that he's just replaying the situation over and over again, and that just doesn't stop my tears either.
A new report on the state of Black America shows that this is part of a bigger problem. CBS's Allison Keyes.
National Urban League President and CEO Mark Morial says the report, called Confronting the Threat, finds that there is a fire blazing in the nation, and it is the fire of
hatred. It's the fire of extremism. It's the fire of domestic terrorism.
He points to laws making it more difficult to vote, attacking the LGBTQ community, the suppression of books, and of the role of race in the making of the nation.
President Biden is expanding access to affordable child, elder, and disability care for federal workers.
Under this order, almost every federal agency will collectively take over 50 actions to provide more peace of mind for families and dignity for care workers and who deserve jobs with good pay and good benefits.
The administration's pressing Congress for more funding. Southwest's nationwide ground stop today has delayed thousands of flights for folks across the country.
This is the second time we've had to go through this in, like, what, 5 months? It's super frustrating.
The airline was having equipment issues. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's getting back in the game.
It was a frightening scene in January. DeMar Hamlin laid motionless on the field. He suffered a cardiac arrest. Since then, his recovery's been remarkable. Now he's given the green light to come back.
He is cleared, resumed full activities, just like anyone else who was coming back from an injury or whatever.
Brandon Bean is Buffalo's general manager. Hamlin's already taking part in voluntary workouts. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A Russian court upholds the detention of an American reporter, Evan Gershkovitz, who's charged with espionage. U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy.
The charges against Evan are baseless, and we call on the Russian Federation to immediately release him. We also call for the immediate release of Paul Whelan. Both men deserve to go home to their families now.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has hit pause on Twitter after it was labeled government-funded media on the platform. The public broadcaster says the label's intended to undermine its credibility. It's the same label that caused NPR to quit last week. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, April 19th. In Wood County, the Criminal Justice Task Force will meet at noon at the courthouse in room 114. The Local Emergency Planning Committee will meet at 1 p.m. in the EOC at the courthouse. The McMillan Memorial Library Board of Trustees will meet at 5 p.m. at the McCourt Conference Room at the library. The Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission will have their special commission meeting at 8 a.m. in their conference room. The Wisconsin Rapids Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will take place at 2 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School District Council for Instructional Improvement Committee meeting will run from 8 to 11 a.m. In Adams County, the Housing Authority will meet from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. at 350 East Liberty Street in Adams. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 44. Overcast skies tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Rick, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some good news about baseball tickets. The Milwaukee Brewers are back in town. They're back in Milwaukee. And I've been given 4 tickets to give away on this show. We're going to give them away in groups of 2. We're going to give 2 tickets to the 3rd caller today and 2 tickets to the 4th caller today. And if you don't want them, if you're from out of state and can't take them, fine, then we'll just kick it to the next caller. And by the way, remember, you can listen to the Brewer game live on some Civic Media stations. Their Oshkosh station, 98.3. FM and 1100 AM, and the Richland Center station, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. But the Brewers are hot. The Brewers are really hot. The only hotter time I ever remember is something like 35 years ago. They went 13-0 to start the season. It was incredible. And the last game that they won before they finally lost, they were behind. And I had friends who went left. There were a couple of runs behind. It was like an inning to go. They go, what the hell? They get out in the parking lot and suddenly hear the action. And the Brewskis, the Brew Crew won. So anyway, if you're a Brewer fan, it'll be a very, very nice, event. If you are a Brewer fan, this coming Friday, it's the 21st. Yeah. This coming weekend, the 21st. 2 tickets to the 3rd caller, 2 tickets to the 4th caller. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into the news. And I'll tell you what. There's some skullduggery at work here. There's some absolute skullduggery at work. I've said before many times that the fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Well, let me tell you what some of the cat's feet are. They're the Senate rules that essentially look at the 100 senators as if they have togas and are in the Roman Senate 2,000 years ago. They can't do anything if one of them decides to hold something up. Let me give you an example, a perfect example of that going on right now. Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, is 89 years old. She's up again in 2024. And she has not been on the job since February. Not only has she not been on the job since February, but remember, it's a 51-49 Senate right now. 51-49. So as a result, the committees are split 50-50, really, but with the chairmanship going to the Democrats and with one extra vote. That's really what it comes down to. She's on the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee is one of the most powerful committees in the Senate, and it's the one that passes on judicial appointments, including Supreme Court judicial appointments. Remember something. They have to be confirmed when they're nominated by the president, by the Senate, not the House. So this is the ballgame. This is the ballgame. She was in line to be the chairman, but she's frankly losing her marbles. I mean, I want to say that. I like her. I respect everything she's done. She's 89. She initially said she was going to run again in 2024 when she was 91, and that would have made her 97 at the end of her term. Strom Thurmond did that, South Carolina. He was 100, and he had total dementia, and basically his senior aides would vote for him, and apparently the Senate let that happen now. Well, they don't let it happen or let it happen then. They don't let it happen now. As a result, what is happening, because she is not physically present, you can't do this by proxy, the committee is now 10-10, not 11-10. And at 10-10, if it deadlocks, the judicial nominee is not confirmed. If it deadlocks it. When I say not confirmed, it's not recommended out to the floor for a vote. Not recommended out to the floor for a vote. Dianne Feinstein has missed 75% of the votes and since this year, and since February 16, she's been gone. She's missed 60 of 82 votes. 25 judicial nominees, frankly, are in limbo. They can't be confirmed because the 10 Republicans won't move on it. Well, today, Moscow Mitch and the Republicans said, we will not let you substitute for her on the committee. Now, what's that all about? Each of the leaders, minority, majority, get to designate the people who are on the committees. Well, Dianne Feinstein said, I can't come in for a while. I have shingles. That's how they disguise their dementia. We have shingles. So why don't you put somebody else on temporarily? Baloney. When she was up for the chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee, she did such a bad job in the Amy Comey Barrett confirmation that everybody in the party went to Schumer and said, come on, she can't be the chairman. At the end of that, remember, Amy Comey Barrett was rammed through lame duck when they kept the seat open and wouldn't confirm Merrick Garland. Remember, they would not confirm anybody until they got the majority in the Senate. So what happens? She goes up and hugs Lindsey Graham after that. What a great confirmation, she said. Well, you know, Chuck Schumer took her apart and said, look, Dianne, can you agree not to be chairman? They still had to ask her. So finally, her staff forced her to say yes. She was going to run for re-election. Her staff announced that she wasn't, so that Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Lee and the rest of them could jump in. And she objected to that. And they said, they understand she has dementia. She has dementia. If she stays in that seat, she is going to be there till January of 25. That's almost 2 years. But Joe Biden's not going to get any judicial nominees in for 2 years. The Republicans let one slip through, who apparently they thought was moderate enough. Moderate enough. Now, why should anybody in the Senate be able to lift their finger, their pinky, and go, oh, no, you can't, absolutely not. You cannot substitute somebody in that committee. What isn't clear to me is if Dianne Feinstein resigned from the committee and said, I don't want to be on the committee. It's not temporary. Can Schumer put somebody else in without Republican approval? Well, let's assume he can or can't. I don't care. Why should the Republic? I mean, you know, we have 51 Democratic votes. And if she doesn't vote, it would be 50 to 49 anyway. Put in whoever you want. Oh, wait a minute. No, you can't. Why not? Because Manchin and Sinema won't go along with it. Because Sinema said, well, I'm an independent now.
but I want to stay in my committees and do everything I want. And in return, I will vote to organize the Senate so that Chuck Schumer is the majority leader. This is what's going on. There's a further problem. Let me give you examples of how these senators think that they are suddenly what? They're suddenly Roman senators. They used to carry them in on velvet pillows. They have togas on and garlands, and they drop grapes in their mouth. They all have blue slips. If they do not like somebody that Biden puts up in their state, they don't return their blue slip, and he doesn't even get sent to the committee, much less out on the floor. Why don't the 10 senators who are Democrats on that committee, putting aside Dianne Feinstein, recommend these? The Republicans will say no. The 10, fine. It goes out to the floor. Schumer can order that. Say it's coming out without recommendation. Okay, we all know what's going on. This is a scam. And they get past 50-49. Why not? Because that would violate Senate rules. Oh, really? As a result of that, as a result of, for instance, and this doesn't even take 60 votes to bust a filibuster. All this takes is everybody saying, oh, the courteous gentleman from Kentucky has said we can't do it, so we won't do it. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? You right now have some individual Republican senators who are holding up appointments that are not judicial. Let me give you an example. Tommy Tuberville, the idiot from Alabama, who is part of an investment firm that was a Ponzi scheme, and his partner was charged, and they call him in, and you know what his excuse was? I'm too dumb to have broken the law. I don't understand what this is about. And they said, wait, you're a partner in this Ponzi scheme. Really? I'm just a good old boy. And he got off. He now is holding up 160 nominations, 160 promotions to flag officer, general, and admiral in all the services. That keeps up the morale of the services. It keeps up, what it does is it basically is the heart blood, the promotions are the heart blood of our military. And what happens? Why is he holding it up? Because he says the military permits female recruits, female soldiers and sailors to get abortions if they want to, or their doctor says they should. So we don't have any new admirals or generals. This Ponzi clown from Alabama, and we are putting up with this. We're putting up with this. You know, right now it only takes one senator to raise his pinky. And you may say, well, they can do it. He can demand 3 weeks of debate.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 AM.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows around 43. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the lines, one piece of breaking news has just come in over the wires that Dominion and Fox have settled the lawsuit. Dominion had sued Fox for $1.6 billion for lying about their machines. Fox flat out lied, Tucker Carlson in particular, but Hannity and all of them, even though behind the scenes they were saying this is crazy. They said the machines were defective. That hurt Dominion. They sued for $1.6 billion and Fox ponied up. We don't know at this time exactly how much it was. I know they had initial discussions where there was talk about maybe lowering it from $1.6 billion to about $1.1 billion. And these things are frequently confidential. They will get leaked. But you should know the trial's over. Dominion and Fox have settled. Before we go to the lines, I see you on the lines. I'm going to say one other thing about Dianne Feinstein. I like her. I think she's terrific, but she's 89 and she has dementia. And in 2 years, she'll be 91 and she still wanted to run for re-election. Let me tell you something. The Senate is not an old age home, okay? This is real. We're not getting judicial appointments across. And we don't want to be tied up for two more years because the Senate rules. She has got to resign. She has simply got to resign. That permits the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, to appoint for the interim period of 2 years a successor. And possibly even before that, there'd be a special election, but at least there'd be somebody in there. Alternatively, Schumer should just yank her off the thing. He's the majority leader. Put somebody else on the committee. And if the Republicans don't like it, tough. Have the judicial appointments go out to the floor for a vote. Without recommendation, because it's 10-10, everybody knows the scam that's going on. It may be that he's afraid of cinema. She's one of our 51. He may be afraid of Manchin. This is sad. This is very, very sad. One of the lines, we're going to start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that Dianne Feinstein is in the position that she's in with her mental health slip, that we need to get these Democratic judges appointed, because if the Republicans were large and in charge, they'd be cramming everything through they could. They'd say to hell with the rules and just go ahead and do it.
Right, right.
You can't be passive with these Republicans. I'm tired of passivity in terms of not going after the criminals in the Republicans. Like Tommy Tuberville, you reminded me of that. I mean, the guy's a criminal. He's a crook. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You arrest him and charge him with the crimes he has committed. I mean, it is just ridiculous that They're,
well, he was the football coach at Auburn. That's a major Auburn. He was the football coach. He's not that dumb at all. He knew exactly what his end. He was in the Ponzi scheme. And then he claims, well, I just didn't know anything about it. So thanks for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend.
Yeah.
You're next. What's in your mind today, Gene?
I'm at Great Show as usual. You know, I agree with you. I just love Senator Feinstein. But when it's time to go, when you can't function in a situation like that where we need healthy, functioning people, it's time to step aside. And they need to say, we love you. You served us wonderfully. But, you know, you can't do this anymore. I'm sorry about that. But we need, for the purpose of our country and democracy, we need to you resign and we'll have a little party because you were great, but we need to fill your spot because we need functioning people because we are in big trouble. It's so dysfunctional. I mean, you turn one station on, you know, the military weapons. We turn another station on abortion, you know, taking away a woman's right to choose, and then also messing with their medication. I hope anybody that's around a Republican don't have sex with any of them. Watch out for those men.
Gene, thanks a lot.
Really going after women.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Gene. Thank you for calling. And I love your passion, and you're right. And with Dianne Feinstein, I'll say I love her to death. And but you know something, we let Strom Thurmond's aide vote for him. They're not going to let anybody vote for Dianne Feinstein. God bless her. Time for her to go. Thanks an awful lot. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next, and you also win two tickets for the night of the 21st. So what's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
All right, thanks, Matt. Well said, Mark from the SEC, and also Jeannie from Eau Claire. She needs to either resign or Schumer's going to take her off the committee because a lot's at stake. Look at the Texas judge, what he did with the day after pill. You absolutely positively need these federal judges because, like, I don't remember if it was Jeannie or Mark, if the Republicans were in charge, they'd be just cramming them down your throat like they always do. And the other thing is there any hope for this McCarthy to come to a census before he shuts the government down? And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And I don't know if there's any hope for McCarthy. I mean, the problem with McCarthy is that he has these people. He has a 4-seat majority, and he has these people who can yank his chain and make him an unspeaker, the undead. And he has no character anyway. And he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, to be very honest with you. So I don't know if there is hope for McCarthy. What's going to have to happen on that debt limit, and we're going to get into that later, Joe Biden is going to have to do it by executive order based on the 14th Amendment. The problem with that, and he has the power to do it, the problem with that is that the financial markets internationally and our bondholders are going to think that's kind of an extreme remedy, and he can't control what the bond markets do. That's number one. Number two, a discharge petition, but so far there haven't been enough moderate Republicans that have stepped up. So he goes in front of Wall Street just the other day, and he goes, we need to have spending cuts, but we're not going to tell you what they are. So no, I don't think he has any character at all. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Stevens Point elected officials decided no changes will happen to term limits right now. News 9 reports the City Council voted to deny putting a limit on term length at their Monday night meeting. The discussion went on at length, but in the end, it was decided there will be no change. Wisconsin's clergy abuse hotline has led to charges against three accused predators. Attorney General Josh Call says prosecutors filed formal charges last week in two cases and formalized accusations against a third priest who had died. Call says about 250 people have called in with reports of abuse since the hotline went live 2 years ago. This week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Stay up to date on the forecast in your area. Know the difference between a watch and an advisory, and have more than one way to receive weather alerts. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 44. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Whether they'll be able to get them on the Judiciary Committee, that seems like the down. And I know the situation is different, but man, this reminds me a whole lot of Ruth Bader Ginsburg staying too long, and boy, were those consequences just absolutely disastrous for our country, democracy, our planet, everything.
That's a very, very good point. And let me tell you a couple of things. With Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, she'd had a distinguished career. She had stepped down and Obama had put in a justice. What would have happened is, first of all, the Dobbs case would have gone a different way. On Roe v. Wade, the part of it would have gone a different way. And frankly, Moore v. Harper, where they're planning to take away your right to vote for president, will be a 5-4 decision. That would have gone, would go the other way. It's very consequential. And Dianne Feinstein hasn't been there since February and isn't voting on any of these things. Now, I will say one thing. If she resigns and there's a new senator appointed by Gavin Newsom, that senator doesn't have to be the one on the Judiciary Committee. It could be any one of the others. If the Republicans object to that, I don't think they can object to that because, let's face it, Schumer is the guy that should pick the committees for us. Then at some point, Schumer has got to say, okay, even if it's 10-10, it goes out to the floor of that recommendation, we're going to vote on it. The problem with that is that's going to take Sinema's approval. Otherwise, it'll be 49-49 if Dianne Feinstein's not there. If somebody else comes in, it'll be 50-49. If Sinema votes for the Republicans, it's not going to happen. And if Manchin does, it's not going to happen. That is what Schumer is juggling right now. And these Senate rules are being used to tie us up, but we don't tie the Republicans up. Because when Strom Thurmond, he was 100 years old, he was absolutely out of his mind. They'd walk him in like a cadaver. He had kind of an orange wig on, and his chief of staff did the voting for him. And everybody said that was fine because we are good guys. You flip the thing around, and it's not the same way. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Your number, constructively number 4, because Wisco Paul can't go Friday night, so you won 2 tickets to the Brewer game Friday night. Thanks for calling, Dick of Madison. What is on your mind?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, Tyler Billy distilled what I was going to bring up with Ginsburg, but I'm going to stay with the Supreme Court. Matt, when's the last time you spent $45,000 a day on a vacation? I rolled some numbers on number of days that the Thomases. It comes out to about just under $45,000 a day. Now, you can't tell me, even though the guy's a billionaire, I understand that he's not getting something in return when he's sprinkling those two to that kind of money. Yeah. I can't even comprehend that.
Right. Well, listen, all you got to do is look at his votes for 30 years. He's been on there 30 years. He was in his 40s. Now he's in his 70s. He can be on there 20 more years. And he votes down the line with them on every cultural and social issue, every political issue, every economic issue. And when I say them, who are them? These are the billionaires that show up mysteriously on his vacations every year. And he's been getting, he says he's gotten up to $750,000 in income from the Ginger Trust that went out of business in 2006. But he's been getting it ever since. Where is that trust? It's dissolved. Who's putting the money into it? How is it coming to him? This is not right. Thanks for calling. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, a couple of quick points. Dominion's going to get $800 million. Of which their worth of their company is only like $30 million. So that's a real windfall. The other thing is, if you examine the psychology of a senator or somebody in power, it's so damn difficult for these people to relinquish this, regardless of what their physical or mental condition is. And so, I don't know what the solution is to that, but there certainly is no doubt that certain senators, Grassley and some other ones, could get the hell out too. But I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, Grassley is ancient. Grassley is ancient. He just got in for 6 more years. And she, look, I like Dianne Feinstein. She was a tough pioneering senator for a long time. I wish her well, but she's 89 and she has dementia. And Strom Thurmond had even worse dementia. and we let his chief of staff vote. They won't let our chiefs of staff vote. They won't even let, they vetoed today. Schumer said, I'm going to put somebody on temporarily for her to salve her ego. And they said, no. Now, it's not clear to me, not clear to me whether the rules say that if he just yanks her off it, which they don't like to do and offend each other, he yanks her off it and sticks somebody else on, you know, sticks on Amy Klobuchar or Sherrod Brown or somebody. Why can't he do that? Well, he should be able to do that. But if there's a fight over it, Andy, can we depend on Kristen Sinema? Can we depend on Manchin? You see what I mean? In other words, we only have a one seat. It's 51-49, and we had Fetterman and Dianne Feinstein out. Fetterman just came back. He had clinical depression. He's a good man, and he got treated for it. She's a very good person, but you can't get treated for Alzheimer's. Not yet. Maybe 50 years from now, but not yet. And so we are getting no judges through, and if this keeps on, Joe Biden will get no more judges for 2 years. And if somebody like Clarence Thomas resigns or gets indicted or whatever it is, he won't get another Supreme Court justice on if somebody passes away. This is holding up a Supreme Court nomination. And what I'm saying is the one way to take care of it is she resigns. Gavin Newsom puts someone new in. And then there's a vacancy on the Judiciary Committee. And if Schumer puts somebody in then, and I think he can, even under the Senate rules, but if they kick up a fuss, they have their hooks in Sinema. She's fundraising right now, running against Ruben Gallego, who's a very good guy, our guy, in Arizona, and she's an independent now, and all of her fundraisers are major Republicans, the same people that back Clarence Thomas. So really, it's more like a 50-50 Senate. We're depending on her. So it's a very, very tough situation. Andy, thanks an awful lot. I really appreciate it. There's an article that just broke. You may have seen it. This really infuriated me because it involves a Navy sailor who has committed treason. There is a woman online who calls herself Donbass Devushka, which apparently in Russia means Donbass girl. Donbass is the Russian-speaking region of eastern Ukraine that the Ruskies went into. And she's full frontal Russian. She pretended she's Russian, said she was born in Moscow, and she's on our social media. And what she's doing is she's glorifying the Russian military, the Wagner Group, their tortures. One of the Wagner Group just confessed that he killed a 5-year-old screaming girl, as he put it, a couple of years ago, because Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head, the sadist, the head of the Wagner Group, ordered him to go out and kill some kids. And he did. Putin pardoned him. She glorifies all this. She has 65,000 followers. And the Wall Street Journal just published an article come out. Her name is not Donbass Devushka. Her name is Sarah Bills. She was born in New Jersey. She's an American. She was in the Navy, my Navy. She was in the Navy as an E-7. For those of you who are Army and not Navy, they call her a non-commissioned officer. An E-7 in the Navy is a chief petty officer. E-8 is a senior chief petty officer. E-9 is a master chief petty officer. These are the highest ranks of the enlisted ranks. She apparently was demoted from E-7 to E-5. That would be like demoted in the Navy from a chief petty officer to an electrician second class. And she got mustered out, although she had I don't know if there's anything wrong with her discharge. In other words, dishonorable or not. They didn't report that. I assume she had an honorable discharge. She had betrayed the United States. She posted 4 documents that fellow Jack Teixeira leaked from the Cape Cod airman, the guy who's in big trouble right now. She posted it for her followers. She is being investigated by the FBI. I have a suggestion. I have a request. I have a demand. She be criminally charged for reposting those. The fact that she didn't steal them herself is not an excuse. It is, in the law, considered the same way child pornography would be. If you get it, even if you didn't take the picture, and then you share it, you have a real problem. That should be especially true here. Especially true here. And Donbass Devushka, praising the sadism of the Wagner Group, of Yevgeny Prigozhin, of Putin, They're raping and killing that entire country. This is what they're doing. Some of the documents that were posted were altered. They were altered to show low Russian casualties in Ukraine and high Ukrainian casualties. And Tucker Carlson went on the air and said, look, Ukraine is losing the war as a result. Tucker Carlson is a Russian apologist. He's a traitor. He should be in prison for treason. And he goes, no, I'm not committing treason. Why not, Tucker? Because there's no declaration of war, a formal declaration of war. If there were, he would be committing treason. Tucker, you can't have a formal declaration of war with a nuclear power unless you're prepared to nuke them first. Aha, aha, he says. And then his show is broadcast routinely on Russian state TV. Tucker Carlson used these altered documents to lie. The thing that kills me, we've just found out, the settlement amount that Fox paid Dominion was about $800 million, about half of what they'd asked. It's a lot of money, but they make more than that by lying. This is a cost of doing business. Tucker Carlson's ratings are very high, and they charge a lot of money for their ads, and so they make money, and when they're caught lying, even when they basically destroyed Dominion's reputation, it's a cost of doing business. If you watch Fox News, they are very likely lying. I'm not saying that you disagree or don't agree. I may agree with some of the things they say. I may disagree. But when they flat out lie, when they lied about the Dominion voting machines, and now they are lying about those leaked documents and saying that they show greater Russian casualties than Ukrainian, or greater Ukrainian casualties than Russian, that's a lie. Now, Donbass Devushka, if she comes in, she was in my Navy, our Navy, as an E-7, and she's stabbing us in the back. Donbass Devushka has to be charged. Every document you republish is a count. And depending on what part of the Espionage Act of 1917 they rely on, there's a 20-year count, there's a 10-year count. Let's go to 10-year count. She should get 40 years, four documents. Teixeira should get up the wazoo. He should be an old man by the time he gets out. And he was in the military, too. I'm tired of treason, and I'm tired of treason by people in our military who are sworn to uphold our country. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jack and Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'm no more in favor of being lenient to traitors than you are, I'm sure. But it really bothers me. As far as I know, sedition is at least the serious the charge. The only difference is that there is no foreign power involved. And we've got a senator who clearly was involved in sedition. He tried to overthrow a legitimate election of the government for the government. We've got so-called representative, Van Orden, who was videoed as being involved in an insurrection, trying to overthrow the government of the United States. It's about time we get some equal justice to some of these people. That's what I'm really tired about, is these people getting away with all this stuff. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And I've been talking here about Donbass Tavushka, Sarah Bills, and Jack Teixeira. But I absolutely agree with you about Ron Johnson, about Van Orden. And Van Orden is a Navy guy. He's a Navy SEAL, for Pete's sake. And yet he goes over there. He used campaign funds to go out to the insurrection, went in, and he claimed that, well, he didn't go anywhere it wasn't supposed to be. I don't think that's true. I mean, I think that they have some proof that he was places he wasn't supposed to be. What the hell is he doing there anyway? They're shouting, "Hang Mike Pence." Did he shout that, "Hang Mike Pence"? Did he say, "Oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy"? How did he walk in? Did he shove a police officer? How did he walk in? Where is his allegiance to the United States? And Ron Johnson, this is a guy that walked around with fake electors in his pocket from Michigan. The fix was in. He was going to screw up Michigan. Somebody from Michigan was going to screw up Wisconsin. Then Trump was going to say, I'm not leaving the White House. And who owns the army? I'm not kidding. This is very, very third world kind of stuff. This is what was going on. Ron Johnson, when he was the chair of the subcommittee in the Senate on Homeland Security, had the CIA and the FBI report to him. They reported to him. And he was asked publicly, "Do you trust them?" He said, "No, I don't." He didn't trust the people that reported to him, for Pete's sake. I agree with you. And it's true that sedition is something that, you know, those people, for instance, the Proud Boys and the others, were nailed on those kind of counts. Everybody is pussyfooting around Jim Jordan, who plotted this stuff in the White House during Christmas week with Trump and with Ron Johnson because they're in the legislature. None of the masterminds has gone down. None of them. Only the guys, the foot soldiers, they've gone down, and that's absolutely wrong. Jack, thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I'm sure you heard the news that Fox reached a settlement with Dominion for over $700 million, which
right. Thank
is
you. Yeah.
Quite a chunk of change for lying to the American public. And I teased a friend of mine who's a far right-wing person. I said, "Wait for the public apology." Well, that won't come from Fox, but everybody knows. Everybody, and they're dumb enough to buy it. I'm with three Republicans this morning for breakfast, and they asked me if I'm drinking Bud Light. I said all the time I name my dog after it. I got a dog named Bud Light. Of course I'm going to drink Bud Light. And they said, well, do you know what Bud Light did? And I said, yeah, they had a sales campaign that fooled you guys. Here's their stock. I held up their stock, and it's shooting through the roof. Agreed. I mean, Fox News is promoting Bud Light. They don't fit. They're too stupid to understand. They got Bud Light's name out there like it's never been out before. These people, they just defy critical thinking. They defy common knowledge. They will follow like sheep. And these guys are friends of mine. And they thought they'd get the, they always don't, they never get the reaction from me thereafter. And I just can't believe it. And now Fox settles quickly. I mean, you only settle a case, you know, as an attorney, when you settle that quick, guess who's guilty? And from what I've read, Dominion, I mean, this is going to be a big feather in their cap, and America won't forget this. So what's your thoughts, or I'll hang up.
Yeah, right.
Talked too much already. Have a good day.
No, that's right. And not only that, the fact of the matter is that they're looking on 800 or 700 million as a cost of lying. They continue to lie. Tucker Carlson lied about the leaked documents, and he lied and said that they showed higher Ukraine casualties than Russia, and that was false. They will continue to lie. $700 million, they make that up fairly quickly by lying. Lying is a cost of doing business, the defamation consequences. We'll take as many more calls as we can. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's in your mind today?
Hey, man, I'd just like to say as a Californian that Dianne Feinstein should have resigned a couple of years ago. I mean, she clearly is senile. Everyone who works with her is saying so. And does she want to become the Democratic version of Strom Thurmond? Does she want to spend the last decade of her life up until she's 100 years old sitting in a wheelchair, pooping in a diaper, and making a bunch of nonsense statements on the floor of the United States Senate and embarrassing herself? I don't think so. She is a classy person who is
right. I like her. I like her. Right.
Yeah.
I like her. But she's holding up judicial appointments, Jake. And it's really important to hear this from California because I like her. I don't want to hurt her at all, but she can't sit there for two more years and hold up every judge. That's not right. Thanks for calling, Jake, as always. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Northwoods Terry? You have 2 minutes.
See if you agree with me, man, here. American Heritage Foundation, American, what's that other one? American Enterprise Institute, I think it is.
Enterprise, yeah.
Cato.
Yeah.
And then the Cato Institute, I think it is. Don't these think tanks fund studies or surveys what gets Joe Sixpack, the average guy out there, to push his buttons, what issues pushes his button? I would think that they would fund those a survey or whatever you want to call it to learn what gets these guys excited out there. Joe Sixpack.
Yeah, no. They poll all the time, Terry. And the thing about them is they're very conservative, and they are basically looking at what works, even though it's bad for the United States. And that's one thing that Fox is doing with Tucker Carlson. He can lie his head off all the time. They will pay $700, $800 million because the fact of the matter is people look at this and they drink it up and they say, oh, it's the truth, and it's a lie. You've got to be an informed citizen. You've got to be an educated citizen, and you cannot permit this kind of lying to go on. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the time.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your home.